The ghost realms cannot be seen by ordinary people dwelling in this realm. The principal afflictions of ghosts are intense hunger and thirst. Although they are tortured continually by these cravings, they do not die for many centuries. The main cause for rebirth in this realm is negative karma created out of attachment and greed. One should dwell in contemplation of the sufferings of the ghost realms and resolve to avoid the negative karmas that cause them. At the moment, we find it difficult even to practice a religious fast for half a day. How could we bear 1,000 years of such cravings? The sufferings of the animal realms are obvious to us. Work and farm animals experience being driven, beaten, killed, and eaten by human beings. Animals can do nothing but look on pathetically. Fish, to humans, are merely sources of food. We forget they are living beings who, like us, grasp at an eye and aspire to happiness. We forget that they do not want pain and do not want to die. And we pull them out of the water on hooks and in nets, causing them to die in fear and agony. The same is the case with chickens, cattle, goats, and so forth. There is nobody they can turn to for help, and they do not have the intelligence to help themselves. This is the karma and suffering of their realm. We should meditate on what we would experience if we were reborn amongst them. We should meditate upon the various sufferings of the animal world and then ask ourselves, do I want the suffering? Could I bear it? If you do not, then make a resolution to avoid its cause, meaningless and deluded activity based upon the ignorant mind. In this and in many previous existences, we have created many karmas that could result in rebirth in any of the three lower realms. We should cease creating such causes and should seek the methods that purify the mind of previous karmic instincts and elevate it from darkness to lasting joy.